Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
From PDX Monthly, a quintessential Portland bucket list.
Huh. Hey, that's kind of intrigued.
You want to do that?
Yeah, I do. Because I want to see how many things I've done on the bucket list.
Okay. If like, and I don't know why it's all the way at the bottom.
And I'll bet you a lot of that bucket list is like,
if it's like Multnomah Falls.
That's what I'm assuming is going to be on the list.
Portland
the Chinese
Monthly.
Gardens.
But Portland Monthly wants to be a little more highbrow than that. They're going to put on some like real Portland stuff, yeah?
Well, let's see what's the real Portland stuff. Like get arrested by an ICE agent or, I don't know, like get yelled at by a homeless person.
Now, you want all 50? Should I go top 10?
Like, yeah, what just go with the top 10. I don't need 50 bucket list things to
be in
Portland.
Number 48, no. Like, go use the Benson Bubblers.
Yeah, if there's anything in the top 40 that seems like you can skip around, use your discretion.
I do want to tell you number 50.
Yeah, what's 50?
It's jump in the river.
No.
Like which you don't want to do.
The Willamette?
Well, yeah. Well,
the poo filled. Could be the Columbia. I don't know.
Well, the Columbia is.
I've jumped in both.
Yeah.
You've never swum in the Willamette?
I think it swam.
I know.
Yes, I have.
That's from Caddyshack, by the way. No, I've never.
Is that a movie?
Yeah, that is. I've never swum.
You know, a lot of people are saying Caddyshack doesn't hold up.
That's
a lot of people saying.
I agree.
Caddyshack is brilliant.
I have been in the Willamette.
Yeah, it's
I
fine. Think. Well, we usually rent a boat during the summer, and you know, you go out, little party barge, have some drinks, and where else are you gonna pee?
It's true.
You know, you throw on the old life vest, diaper it up, jump in. And
well, they're citing the fact that the river has been cleaned up, which to some extent it has.
It has. During the summer, it's fine. Only floods during the rainy weather, which you're not in there anyways.
Right.
The Willamette is fine. Although I did see that like. A month, they pulled 11 homeless people out of the river, which I thought was kind of, I guess there's a giant homeless encampment there on the river. And, apparently fentanyl and meth and whatever the hell you're on, apparently that doesn't mix well with living by the river, but.
Okay, I'll give you the top 10, okay, from Portland Monthly.
Yeah.
So we're just checking one thing off at a time here.
Well, I can
get this off
I've,
the list.
I've checked off number 50. I'm feeling good about that.
Number 10 is eat gelato made with forged Oregon fruit at Pinolo.
No, I've never.
This is in Richmond. So it says skip the line at Southeast Division's perpetually buzzy Salt and Straw and walk a few blocks east. Sandro Paolini is borderline obsessive when developing flavors for his gelato shop, whether he's roasting fig leaves to pair with pine nuts or foraging Douglas fir tips and juniper berries for the botanical Foresta flavor.
So you're telling me that of
I'm not
a top 10 bucket list item for living in the city is to eat someone's gelato that I've never heard of. What's the name? And I'm down there all the time. My buddy lives on Division.
Pinolo.
Pinolo?
Yeah.
Hmm. That cheese and crack used to be a great spot, and then that damn influencer came along and talked about it on TikTok, and now you can't. It's a line around the freaking corner.
Oh, you can't get in there?
Oh, it's insane.
Damn it. My wife and I were trying to go to that place.
Yeah, that's... good luck. Who is it? Is that Keith something or other? He's like a big foodie TikToker. He came to Portland and said that was like the best place he's ever been to, and now like there's a line. It's like an hour long at any point. I want that nanner pudding, damn it.
I mean, they have like soft serve at that place. Like, they, it's a wine bar plus soft serve.
They've got nanner pudding, and I can't get it now.
Number 9, soak and sauna at Knott Springs, Central East Side Industrial District. Part spa, part health and social club, this super chic wellness temple has a primo location at the foot of the Burnside Bridge on the east side. A two-hour reservation gets you access to soaking pools, one warm, one hot, with city views, plus a cold plunge, sauna, and steam room.
Boy, I'll tell you what, this list is off to a real pilot.
I've heard of that place.
Yeah. I have too.
You can book discounted springs visits during off-peak hours, and those who book a massage can pregame with a complimentary dip in the soaking pool.
Okay.
Number 8, seek out the coolest kicks at Index in Chinatown.
I've actually been there.
Part sneaker museum, part sneakerhead holy grail, this athletic shoe consignment store has vintage kicks for sale. Some of them are eye-watering prices, and most of them from a certain Oregon-based global superpower of shoemaking. Recently spotted a sample pair of sleek PlayStation Air Force Ones.
Yeah.
Rumored to hit shelves in 2026 to mark the 20th anniversary of the coveted collaboration's inception.
Yeah, that's kind of a cool store. If you like shoes at all.
I didn't know that existed.
Yeah.
Index.
Mm-hmm. And some of the stuff, like, not everything there is super high-end. You can actually find some decent deals on stuff. It's just a cool place if you're in the neighborhood. It's not a bad place to swing on. And the people are usually pretty cool, pretty friendly there. And, you know, you can check out stuff. And not everything there is going to be, like, outrageously priced.
Number 7, take a hike in Forest Park.
Yeah.
Hikers of all stripes flock to Forest Park, stretching out from Portland's northwest corner for a quick hit of nature and selfies with the lynched... with the graffiti-adorned stone structure known locally as the Witch's Castle.
Yeah. That's a, I can get on board with that. We got a lot of cool little places.
Forest Park's great.
You got a lot of cool places around here where you can, like, ride your mountain bike or go on a little hike in the city. What's, like, the... what's the one by the zoo? The Hoyt...
Arboretum?
Yeah. Arboretum.
Cool. There's lots of little places like that where in the city you can go and get some greenery.
Number 6, wave at animals at the Oregon Zoo.
No, no.
The 64-acre Oregon Zoo is the oldest zoo west of the Mississippi. I didn't know that. With dozens of species, including headliners like lions, polar bears, and elephants.
This isn't a bucket list. It's an ad read.
That's exactly what I was saying. And there is a zoo in just about every damn city, is there not?
Yes,
but this is the oldest west of the Mississippi, Schultzy.
Is there any...
Calm down, Schultzy!
I'd rather go to the San Diego Zoo. I am a Portlandian, and I love the San Diego Zoo. Portland Zoo, kind of boring. Hot take, but not.
I don't think so. I think the Portland Zoo is good. But I see where you're coming from on that. But I think the Portland Zoo holds up. It's just a zoo.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I get it. A lot of places that like have a quality zoo.
It's a great family spot.
We have a good reputation for our zoo.
This is the Portland Monthly Quintessential Portland Bucket List.
Mm-hmm.
This was put out in October of 2025. Why did I put it all the way at the bottom of my notes?
No idea.
Anyway, well, I'm glad we're getting to it. Number 5.
Graze
your way through Food Cart Pod Prost Marketplace. Portland was a pioneer in the pod concept. Cluster a bunch of food carts together, add some seating, maybe a fire pit and a sprawling bar to anchor the whole operation. You've got a nice little night out.
Yeah.
Try the Prost Marketplace, 4233 North Mississippi Avenue, which adjoins the brick-and-mortar Prost Tap House in the all-day coffee and cocktail patio bar Blood Buzz.
I'd make the argument that any of the pods out there, like food carts, and they're all over the place. Food carts are a Portland thing, absolutely. And some of our best food in Portland comes from food carts. I mean, that was like Pock Pock started there, and there's really good stuff. There's a really good smash burger. Trying to remember the name of that place. It's like always gets voted like one of the best burgers in Portland.
It's a great fried egg sandwich that comes out of
a food cart.
Yeah,
all kinds of good stuff. So I don't know about that one specifically, but I'd be on board with go into Portland and go check out do like a pub crawl, but with food carts.
I've been to that one, and yeah, the bar next to it, that's kind of what makes it. Like, if you kind of hanging out, like even right now during a 60-degree winter day, you can sit there, have a few drinks, have some food.
They did a... The one that they did right down here in downtown off of Burnside, remember they opened it this year where they were... they put lights up around it, and it's open late, but it's like cornered, like they actually gated off. We went to that in the summer and fall. That's kind of a cool little spot in downtown. There's probably like 20 different ones, and they've got different beers and stuff there. And like they have live music on the weekends. Like the food carts are legit. That's the best one I think so far that I would say would be Portland. Not in the zoo, because. You know.
Number four, sip tea at the Lansu Chinese Garden.
Did I not say the Chinese Garden? Yeah.
A tranquil garden in Portland's historic Chinatown. It was built by artisans from Suzhou.
Sure.
Known for its Ming Dynasty gardens with native plants, koi-filled ponds, intricate covered walkways, and bridges in a tea house offering traditional...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In other words, service, it's somehow still an underrated sanctuary in the heart of the city.
That's cool. Then you can head over to Spice or one of the other many gentlemen clubs
afterwards.
Well,
that's where Chinese Santa is. We talked about this while you were gone.
Oh, Chinese Santa's there at the garden?
He's over there, yeah.
Okay.
You can see him.
Yeah.
And he's skinnier than fat American Santa.
He's fat.
But he's got that friend's the fat.
Fat.
But he's got a cool beard and big old bushy eyebrows. I mean, he's got muskrats on his... eyes.
Well, I would hope so.
It's awesome.
Go to the, they do a great, the Lunar New Year over there is kick-ass. They do a great job. So I'm on board. The list is getting better.
Got a lot of friends there. Fat.
And the top three things to do, quintessential things to do. Number three is, God, where'd it go?
Here it is.
Cheer on a hometown team in Soccer City, USA. Portland has two major league teams, the Timbers men and the Thorns women, each with enthusiastic followings. The men's club dates back to 1975, while the Thorns have been around since 2013, but their roots go further back, intertwined with the late Clive Charles, a former Timber who coached men and women at the University of Portland. The Timbers won the MLS Cup, blah, blah, blah.
That's cool, but wouldn't the Blazers... Wouldn't seeing a Blazer game be...
Soccer City, USA.
It is Soccer City. And look, I go to Timber games. I go to more Timber games than I do Blazer games. But no offense to the Timbers, which are great. Same thing with the Thorns. Dude, if you're going to a sporting event in the city, it's a Blazer game.
Yeah.
I mean, just is.
That is the most Portland statement.
Yes.
Not for Portland Monthly.
Yeah, well, no offense to Portland Monthly, but that... strikes me as a very Portland monthly.
We are the city of the fifth most popular sport in all of North America. That's, yeah!
Number two, attend a concert or farm-to-plate dinner at Topaz Farm. That is Savi Island.
Never
just 20 minutes from downtown Portland, this much-loved regenerative farm on Savi Island hosts a variety of activities and events, including berry picking, live concerts, and silent reading parties the summer.
Boy, that sounds fun.
Followed by harvest dinners and pumpkin hunting in the fall.
I got a real good idea of the people that put together this list, and I think we can all picture them right now, and I think that's about right. Just whatever you're picturing, that is true.
Tickets will sell out quickly, so don't hesitate when reserving your spot.
Really?
That's right. Really. And number one, any guesses, YouTube bitches?
It's going to be, knowing this list, it's going to be one of two things.
Okay.
It's going to be See the Fall.
Yeah.
Or it's going to be The Bookstore.
Ooh.
It'll be one of those two.
Yeah, I'm going to go, I'll add a third. Like, seriously, I think the Pittock Mansion's up there, but it's probably not number one.
I wouldn't think that's one.
And the number one, your quintessential Portland bucket list, 50 things to do in town via Portland Monthly, is get lost in the stacks at Powell's Bucks. Which is kind of fun.
Yeah. It was going to be one of, knowing that list, it was going to be one of those two.
Yeah.
It was going to go fight to see the kind of impressive waterfall, or it was going to be go look at books. And of the two, I'm glad it's Powell's, because Powell's is a much better time than going to the waterfall.
The world's largest independent bookstore is a treasure trove of new, used, and rare books, plus regular in-store events with authors of regional and national stature.
Hmm. Boy, no offense, but they're...
If that
list,
if that is your trip to Portland, you could have had so much more fun.
Because we're not talking the coast here, whatever, right? You're staying somewhat. Portland. You're staying somewhat in the city.
Even still, man,
you got to throw in like.
Well, remember, this is top 50.
Top, yeah,
we only did top 10.
That's true. So maybe these would be on the list.
But if you're saying these are the top 10, I would argue that some of those probably in the top 50 are better than some of the top 10.
I'm scrolling through. Like, number 23 is roller skating at Oaks Amusement Park. No thanks.
Well, I could, like, when that what is it? The was it Knott Springs? I would say go out to McMiniman, see a show, and then go use their hot spring. Like, that's more uniquely Portland.
Yeah.
Would be to go out there, see a concert, stay the night at the Haunted Hotel, and then go, and because they have their own therapy spring there. That, to me, is way more Portland. I do think that strip clubs should be on the list. I'm dead serious.
Absolutely.
I think that, like, whether you're going to Mary's or the A-Crop for steak bites, I think that should be
Rose
on
Rose Festival? Hello?
Yeah. I just think there's things in there that would be way more iconically. I would think that the Saturday market or the flea market, night markets would be on there.
It's on there.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, all that stuff. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
They're not going to miss anything. Though.
But going to the hot springs or going to over like this Saturday market? No.
You guys ever been to the night market?
I have been to the night market.
I have.
Yeah.
I haven't done that yet.
Yeah. You should. It's a nice Christmas theme right now,
yeah.
Rob.
Yeah. They do it. I think that stuff's kind of cool. I like going to stuff like that.
Actually, speaking of like places on Instagram, I just saw an Insta for that. The Holiday Portland Night Market.
Yeah. You okay over there? You scrolling through the others?
Darcel's is on here.
I thought Darcel's shut down.
Well.
Is that not a... Am I wrong? Or is it Darcel retired?
I thought died, maybe.
I don't know. It's possible.
Am I wrong?
Well, at least there's a burlesque. Like, I think that, like, there has to be some sort of nod to the adult industry in Portland.
So there's that. Meet Dylan T. Pickle is on the list.
but a Blazer game is not?
I haven't seen the Blazers yet. I'm not all the way through it.
Someone said drive 82nd for some ladies.
Hey, there you go. That is the block.
Yeah, the Blazers didn't even make the list, dude.
But Portland Soccer City USA did.
Is a top. That was like a top five.
Yeah. Souk, like you said, we know exactly who put this list together. Sure. They probably have very curly hair or thick glasses.
Yeah, it's fine.
I bet they vote very liberal.
Yeah.
Well, that seems a little
judgmental.
Judgy there, Schultzy. Well, that's the very last thing in my notes.
I kind of enjoyed it. I'm glad
we can't go any further down than that.
But I liked it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Free. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Free. Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.